Hello! You are listening to Hello Movies, a podcast for those who really like to watch movies. Today's podcast brought to you by Samsung. Samsung is basically a brand new phone for all ages. It is very easy to use. And if you are interested, please check Samsung.com and use the promo code HELLOMOVIES to get a discount for 40%. Now, welcome to Hello Movies. I am your host, Muhammad Muhammad, and today I am going to be talking about the film The Pursuit of Happiness.
Father for the first time when I was 28 years old. When I had children, my children wanted to know who their father was. Yeah. Chris Gardner was doing his best.
We don't need two.
We don't need one.
Maybe next quarter.
It's possible.
But his best.
Hey! Wait!
Wasn't enough.
Imagine you are a single parent and you have been evicted and you have nowhere for your child to sleep. What would you do? Think about it. The Pursuit of Happiness is based on a true story of a homeless single father. Will Smith stars in the movie with an 8-year child. Will Smith plays under the name Chris Gardner, a single father who insists on raising his son while he struggles to make ends meet. A chance meeting on the street with a successful stockbroker inspires him, and with odds stacked against him, Chris walks his way into an unpaid internship with broker age fair. And here I have a special guest for you guys, and she is going to be telling us about her own experience with the movie.
My name is Renee, and my own experience is, in the movie, Will Smith did everything to help his family. He worked hard to find a great job that pays enough, which buys food and other resources for his family. It is similar to my family. My parents found great jobs to take care of my brother and I. They found good schools that have good education. Will and his son had to move away from their home, which connects to my life because my family moved to another country because of better well-paid job.
Thank you, Renee, for joining me today in this podcast. In today's podcast, I have my friend Sophia, and she has a few questions for me.
Hi, I'm Sophia. What do you think is the most heroic moment?
I think the most heroic moment is this scene.
This part of my life, this little part, is called happiness.
Yeah, that is definitely the most heroic moment, but what do you think is the best part of the journey?
Well, I think the best part of the journey is when Will Smith was arrested and he had the job interview and he wasn't able to attend it. Now it's time to move on into our most memorable quote of the film. I think the most memorable quote of the film is this scene.
Hey. Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. Got a dream, You gotta protect it. People can't do something themselves. They wanna tell you you can't do it.
Now that we have listened into the most memorable quote, let's move on into the most watchable scene. This scene have been a crazy scene. Everyone have been talking about it. Let's listen to it.
I thought I'd wear a shirt today, you know, being the last day and all.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. But wear one tomorrow, though, okay? Because tomorrow's going to be your first day. If you'd like to work here as a broker. Would you like that, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Good. We couldn't be happier. So, welcome. Was it as easy as it looked?
No, sir. No, sir, it wasn't.
Well, good luck, Chris.
Thank you.
Well, in my opinion, I think the most rewatchable scene is the best scene because throughout the movie, Will Smith have been working hard to get to this point, and he finally made it. Now let's talk about some interesting facts about the film. But first, let's listen to this scene and then we'll come back to that.
Dad, listen to this. One day, a man was drowning in the water. And a boat came by and said, "Do you need any help?" He said, "No, thank you. God will save me." Then another boat came by and said, "Do you need any help?" And he said, "No, thank you. God will save me." Then he drowned and went to heaven. And he said, "God, why didn't you save me?" And God said, "I sent you two big bullshit, dummy."
Now we have listened to this scene, let's get back into our conversation. Did you know that this child is Will Smith's real life 8 years old son? Now that we have finished the facts part, let's move on into age is the best and age is the worst. For age is the best, I think this movie will be the best motivational movie. For age is the worst, I think this movie will be the worst as a fashion movie. Finally, let's talk about the unanswerable question. Will Smith used to take his son to a daycare, and the daycare was addressed happiness. But the word happiness was spelled wrong, and Will Smith used to get mad at that. And we never knew why. But I think he is trying to say that happiness is a choice. That was Hello Movies' first podcast. Thank you guys for listening.